Hi, I'm Greg and welcome to Passion of the Geeks Unplugged. We're still on holiday mode, so you have to bear with me today. In my last Unplugged, I gave you 5 books to read, so you're probably not done with those. So considering that the weather during these, at least during the last week hasn't been so great, I decided, to recommend some movies. You can just chill on your couch, turn to your streaming service of choice and just, stream a good movie. And today I would like to kind of recommend 5 films to you on various streaming services. Obviously, availability might be a problem in some areas, but these are 5 films that are currently streaming on different streaming services that I think you could or you might enjoy. So let's start with Love and Monsters, which is available on Netflix. Love and Monsters is a movie, I think, from last year that just turned up on Netflix, I think, the last few months or so. It's directed by Michael Matthews and written by Brian Duffield and Matthew Robinson. And I've talked about this one briefly on a full episode. So, you can listen to my brief review there. But I just want to say again that I really like this one. It's a fun little story. It stars Dylan O'Brien, who's kind of a little bit of a loser who, tries to travel across monster-infested land to, find his girlfriend or get to his girlfriend. And the monster design is cool. The story is fun. The characters are cool. I mean, Michael Rooker is in it. And let's be honest, Michael Rooker is always good. So I highly recommend Love and Monsters. It's on Netflix. Pretty sure you will enjoy this. The next movie I'm recommending is a little bit older, but it's on Amazon at the moment. It's called Fighting with My Family. It's directed and written by Stephen Merchant. Some of you might know him as a comedian. He's also the voice of Wheatley in the Portal games. Yeah, deep cut there. But that's not the issue. So Fighting with My Family is a movie about the professional English, about the career of the English professional wrestler Paige as she tries to fight her way or make her way through or up to WWE while also kind of following her family, especially her brother Zack Zodiac, and as he struggles with kind of achieving similar success as her. So she's way more successful than her, and it's again one of those movies. I'm not the biggest fan of wrestlers, but because this movie is so specific to this experience, it becomes a universal movie about, kind of different kinds of struggle, kind of, finding yourself, kind of figuring out who you are within, fighting obstacles and so on. It has a pretty good cast. So Florence Pugh, who's in Black Widow at the moment, plays Paige. Lena Headey plays her mother. Nick Frost, the father. Jack Lowden is the brother, I think. There's Vince Vaughn plays a role. Dwayne Johnson is in it. So it's a pretty cool cast. It's a pretty good movie. So Fighting with My Family on Amazon, I'm pretty sure you might enjoy that one as well. Third one for today is something a little bit different. It's also on Amazon. It's called The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. And this one is not a full-fledged recommendation because while I enjoyed the movie, it has some flaws, but I'm obsessed with Groundhog Day movies. And the map of Tiny Perfect Things is the young adult film version of Groundhog Day. So I'm not trying to spoil anything, and it's not a spoiler, but just to kind of, that you get what this movie basically is. It's basically The Fault in Our Stars meets Groundhog Day. Just picture that. So it stars Catherine Newton and Kyle Allen as Mark and Margaret. And they're stuck in a time loop and they're forced to repeat the same day all over again. And if you like Groundhog Day or if you liked Happy Death Day or if you liked Palm Springs, maybe The Map of Tiny Perfect Things is something to check out. I think we have to do an episode on Groundhog Day movies and kind of we have to do a regular episode about those. Next on the list is, and I've also talked about this one briefly in my Oscar review, The Five Bloods. It's on Netflix. It's the Spike Lee movie with, an amazing cast. It has Delroy Lindo, Jonathan Majors, Clark Peters, Chadwick Boseman in one of his last roles. And it's about these four aging Vietnam War veterans who return to Vietnam to search for, first of all, the remain of their fallen squad leader, which is Chadwick Boseman. But let's be honest, they're there because of the treasure. But again, it's not a story about the treasure. It's about a story. It's a story of about these men kind of coming to terms with what happened to them, kind of reconciling themselves with their past, their present, and maybe even their future in some cases. So it's a really, really good movie. And I just want to reiterate again, Delroy Lindo was robbed. Just watch this movie and tell me that he's not absolutely great and Oscar worthy in this one. And yeah, probably not going to talk to you again. So The Five Bloods by Spike Lee on Netflix. Highly recommend that one as well. And last but not least, it's been on on streaming a while. It's Cherry on Apple TV Plus, the movie with Tom Holland, directed by the Russo brothers. You know what? No, don't watch Cherry. It's too long. It's overly pretentious, and it's not really good. But there is something else on Apple TV Plus that you should watch. And there is Wolfwalkers is there. Some of you might know Wolfwalker or might have heard of it. It's the third installment in Tom Moore's Irish Folklore trilogy. First one was Secret of Kells. The second one was Songs of the Sea. And all of them, and actually Wolfwalker as well, they were Oscar nominated. And as far as I can recall, they all lost to Pixar movies, which, yeah. So if you haven't seen any of these movies, go watch all of them. They're all really, really good. Wolfwalker follows the story of Robin Godfellow, a young apprentice hunter who arrives in Ireland with her father during the time of superstition and magic to wipe out the last wolf pack. So I'm reading a story description here. While exploring the forbidden lands outside the city walls, Robin befriends a free-spirited girl, Meb, a member of a mysterious tribe rumored to have the ability to turn into wolves by night. As they search for Meb's missing mother, Robin uncovers a secret that draws her further into the enchanted worlds of the Wolfwalkers and risks turning into the very thing her father is tasked to destroy. So kind of it's a fairy tale, it's a folklore story. You kind of all know where this is probably going. So I highly recommend these Tom Moore Irish folklore movies. So I think, I'm not sure if I really like Secret of Kells, but I'm not sure if I like this one a little bit more. So definitely, they're all really, really good. They definitely deserve their Oscar nomination. Wolfwalker definitely does. They could have given them at least one win, let's be honest. One win would have been okay. But yeah, Wolfwalker on Apple TV Plus. Watch that one instead of Cherry. It's shorter and it's better. So it's a better use of your time. So yeah, probably gonna do another one of these very soon. Either where I recommend some books for you to read, or maybe next time I could do some TV shows. That being said, this is it for this week. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. We're on all major podcasting services and on www.passionofthegeeks.com. And you can find us on YouTube as well. You can send in questions and suggestions to passionofthegeeks@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter @PassionOTGeeks. Take care.